This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 59 people and wounding over 150 more. More from VOA's Ayaz Gul in Islamabad.
The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. City hospital officials confirmed receiving dozens of injured and described the condition of several of them as critical. The victims were mostly the provincial police force. No one immediately took responsibility for the deadly bombing. Ayaz Gul, VOA News.
Rescue workers pulled bodies and searched for survivors. The attacker appeared to have passed through several barricades manned by security forces to get into the so-called Red Zone compound that houses police and counterterrorism offices in the volatile northwestern city of Peshawar, police said. The bomber detonated his load at the moment. Hundreds of people lined up to say their prayers, officials said. An investigation is underway into how the attacker breached such an elite security corridor and whether there was any inside help. The Ukrainian presidential office says Russian shelling has killed at least 5 people and wounded 13 others over the past 24 hours. The warring sides are sizing up their needs for renewed military pushes expected when the weather improves. France and Australia announced Monday plans to jointly produce and send several thousand 155-millimeter artillery shells to Ukraine. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 25 people have been confirmed dead, and more than 37,000 others have lost their homes since a cyclone hit Madagascar last week, authorities said on Monday. The cyclone, which reached land January 19th, triggered heavy rains that left large parts of the country's capital flooded. Madagascar's Office for Risk and Disaster Management said that assistance had begun on Monday in affected communities. Dutch electronics giant and medical equipment maker Philips is cutting another 6,000 jobs worldwide after 4,000 in October, AP correspondent Rita Follet reports.
Philips is headquartered in Amsterdam. It's been reeling from a worldwide recall of sleep apnea machines and economic headwinds, including COVID-related issues in China and the war in Ukraine. CEO Roy Jacobs said 2022 was a very difficult year for Philips. The company reported a net loss of $1.7 billion in 2022. He said the job cuts will reduce costs and make Philips a leaner and more focused organization. I'm Rita Foley.
France buys a new masterpiece for a museum with a large gift from luxury goods maker LVMH, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
LVMH has donated nearly $47 million for a boating party by 19th century French artist Gustave Cabot. The oil on canvas shows an oarsman in a top hat rowing his skiff on languid waters. The work, remarkable in its realism, delicate colours and almost cinematic perspective, as though the artist was in the boat with the rower, went on display on Monday in the Museum d'Orsay. The masterpiece was sold by Cabot's descendants. Jean-Paul Clavery, an advisor to LVMH, says it had been one of the last impressionistic wonders still in private hands. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American singer-songwriter Barrett Strong has died at the age of 81, according to the Motown Museum. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has more.
The best things in life are free.
Motown's first hit was Barrett Strong's single, Money. In later years, Strong had to fight to gain his share of money from writing that.
Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine?
Strong was a self-taught piano player who formed a songwriting team with Norman Whitfield. Their songs include I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Just My Imagination, and War. Strong made a handful of solo albums. He was voted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Follow us online at voanews.com. You can also find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.